That was a fail, but okay. Welcome to the Pisces Lounge, everyone. You know, as always, we're here every week. Thanks again, guys, for listening, subscribing, rating, commenting. You know, we appreciate all the listens. Thank you, everyone. We hope we make your rides to work, your train to work, whatever it is, enjoyable. Yeah.
Yo, I need to shout out Dodeca75. Again? The man keeps like promoting us, eh?
Yeah.
I have to. Mm-hmm. I can't. Shout out to him. I was listening to his episode. It's funny because he talks like a real Toronto man.
Does he?
Yeah. So I just die. Like, I'm just dying of laughter. I'm like, bruh.
I believe that.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, shout out to him because he keeps promoting. And shout out to all of you who listen continuously. Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping by if you're just tuning in.
Thank you, people. Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Wine Time Podcast. Shout out to you guys. Mm-hmm. So the question was, do you still have some emotional connection with people you've been intimate with, even though you're not with them anymore?
Hell to the no.
I said hell to the fucking no. Because I feel like that's the past. Like, you shouldn't, if you've moved on genuinely with yourself and your life, you're not thinking intimately about someone that you've been with before. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not only that, especially, like, you're not with that person because you wanted to do better for yourself or you were hurt. So either way, it didn't benefit or do anything for you. So why are you still thinking about that connection? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I kind of see it. I don't know. But I get, when I was reading some of the comments, I think, like, a lot of the answers that some people posed were, like, oh, like, their dick was good or something. Like, shit like that. So it's like, why are you still, you're holding on to that person for that? Like, do you know what I mean?
I feel like some people really just love sex like that. Maybe that's... I don't know. For me, hell to the no. Like, once it's done, like, I cannot. Because the thing is this, it's like...
See, someone said absolutely. How?
The thing is, I go off of vibe. Like, if I can't vibe with you no more, it's like I can't talk to you no more.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, but that's the way I am. Like, yeah. I can't talk to you again. It's done.
Like, I said, nope. And then one time I was like, yo, fuck him and leave him. Like,
I can't even do that.
Yeah.
But it depends, though.
It depends how people are seeing this question.
Yeah.
Because you could be looking at it like, oh, you're one night stand. Yeah. Do you have an emotional connection with them?
Yeah.
Or it could be like a guy you've been in a relationship with for years. Do you still feel emotional connection? But the way that some people were answering, I think they were answering it as if they had a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And they kind of still, they have a crush on that person now.
Oh, my God.
Now that I'm looking at it, that's what I feel like the question is. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. But if you go to their page, one time you'll see their questions. Yeah, like,
I cannot.
I've never done it. I like, a one and done. Like, I can't. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, it's a one and done.
I don't have to have, like, an emotional, like... say long-term connection with the person, but at least know them on some sort of level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or have talked to them before. Like, I can't.
Like, any time I've talked to somebody or done that, I always block them, delete everything. Really? I don't want to see them. I don't care. I just can't. Like, if you see me, don't say hi. Walk past. I swear.
But then it's like, I feel like that's when the question comes back, because people are like, oh, but... is it easy for you to just, like, when you see them, just keep going? You
know? Yeah. What I mean? Yeah.
No, for you, but some people, I feel
some
like
they can't. Some people, they can't. They have to come up to you.
Like, for me, I would be like, oh, okay. I'll look at them like, oh, shit, it's so-and-so.
But I won't
But then
even
it's like,
say
I won't
hi.
Say hi. I'll just keep moving.
Yeah.
And with my luck, they always come say hi. But, like, for me, I would just, like, if I seen it, I would keep moving. Like, oh, they're there. I wouldn't even say nothing. Even if I was with my friends, with my man, anyone.
Nothing.
If I just see them on the corner of my eye, oh, okay. Like, I see them, you're there, okay, but keep moving. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Like, there's no need to stop. There's no need to say hi. There's no need to, like, how are you? nothing. It's true. You just, when you're done, you block them.
That's it, yeah. Yo, block them. Speaking of that, I was listening to the Black Widow podcast, and, like, they have this, like, Pillow Talk podcast episode, right? So, yo, there's this girl on there called Cousin Crystal. And she was saying, yo, this is literally how the podcast started off, the episode. Yo, I wanted to fuck. So I called my fuck buddy, and he goes, oh, I wish you would have told me because I just got into a relationship.
Wait.
I was like, what the fuck? And then after she goes, oh, guys, this has been my fuck buddy on and off for 10 years.
Wow. So now all of a sudden he's saying he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
But wasn't he in relationships in 10
I don't know. Probably not. Yo, so she was hurt. That's the thing. She was like, so now what? That has been my only fuck buddy. But should she be hurt, though? But see, that's the thing.
Because I feel like, okay, if it's your fuck buddy, it's not someone you're serious with. It's just like when you want some dick, you go to that person. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you have a fuck buddy, you should still be on the lookout for someone that you want a relationship with.
Yeah.
So you can't be hurt. So, like, if that was their fuck buddies for that amount of times, I'm pretty sure he had other fuck buddies. Or other
probably.
He was talking to.
Probably.
But I feel like if she was stuck on him so hard, and as just a fuck buddy, you would be happy for the person. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you're either thinking only about yourself, or mm-hmm. you thought something more of the fuck buddy, so you distance yourself from meeting other people.
Yeah, I don't know. She like, was just, you know, like, yeah,
like
she was just like, yo, I just want some dick, yo. I feel like,
but
yeah,
she's gonna find someone else. Cause like,
yeah, but that has for 10 years that has been her fuck buddy. 10 years, fam.
But yo, at the end of the day, Akuya, sometimes people just want to get into a relationship.
Is that considered a relationship though, or is it just a really long term friends with benefits?
She can't get butt hurt. Like, if you knew your title was fuck buddy the whole time, mm-hmm. and then one day someone just grows up and matures and they want to get into a relationship, yeah. they find someone they really enjoy being around, like, mm-hmm. you can't be mad at them. Like, I feel like she shouldn't have held off if she did, because it sounds like she gave her all to him and only him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be mad. Like, mm-mm. what can you do?
I don't know. I think she was just like, oh, like, 10 years.
But does she get an award? Like, I don't get it.
No.
Like, what does she want from it? She like, do you know what I mean?
Maybe she just needs to release some stress, yo.
Well, then it's at that point you have to pleasure yourself. Then, hey.
She said on and off, so maybe it wasn't like, but she always knew he would be there. So, anyways, guys.
Do we have any Toronto news? Let's get into some
news. We have
news.
A couple. Yes,
not
we
much.
Do.
So let's just go through the Toronto stuff. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Whew, Toronto news, guys.
Is this indica? Because I pray it is.
Bro, if it's indica, just know you're going to the gym by yourself.
Yo, no, even now, I even forgot about it, and I hauled all this stuff here, eh? No, I need to go. I can't. I have to go to the gym. If not the gym, I have to swim. It's either or.
Okay.
Because both will hurt my body. All right, guys. So, the city of Hamilton defends decision to keep massive sewage spill secret.
Isn't it like the town of the steel town, they call it? Hamilton, right? Yeah, where all like the all the industrial shit is and on the water and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, they called it a confidential matter. That's why they didn't tell anybody. But now everybody knows. But 24 billion liters of untreated wastewater flowed into Chedoki Creek between 2014 and 2018.
That's a lot.
So, the Hamilton Spectator reported that it had obtained confidential documents that contained detailed information on the extent of the spill and suggested city councilors had tried to keep the extent of the spill secret.
Wow. So people started noticing it then?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And apparently it was caused by, like, an open gate. So it was in, like, a sewer overflow tank that should have been closed and it was opened approximately like 5%.
Oh,
so
God.
It wasn't even that much, but still enough.
Can you imagine if it was open all the way?
Yeah.
So who was responsible for making sure it's closed?
See, that's the thing, right?
They have to backtrack that far back.
And then they said When the spill was discovered, the gate was shut and cleaning began right away.
So how do they clean it? Like, is it... How are they... Isn't it like an oil? How are they cleaning it?
I have no idea. They probably have a filtration system. I'm not sure. But also, officials pointed out there was two news releases in 2018 that said the city was investigating the cause of highly contaminated water.
Like lead and shit.
Yeah. Wow. And advised the public against swimming. And then there was another one in July 18th.
So all these things were like leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I guess it wasn't put out there like that, you know? So, hey. Whatever happens in the dark comes to light, yo. You can't be doing that. People are drinking from that water. Like, yo, even in my house, like, we don't drink tap water in my house.
See?
We only do bottled water. That's the thing. And it's like, yo, people be like, oh, you know, bottled water is not good. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I get that. But like, you don't know what people are putting down the drain. Like, this. Like, water, it's like we drink it every fucking day.
Because the water in the bottles, like, they're filtered in a factory. And
yeah.
Bottles.
So, yeah, I guess that's why.
They monitor it a little more. But they monitor it more, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're able to tell you, like, what is in the water, what's it filtered by.
Mm-hmm. Like, people say, oh, like...
the BPA.
Yeah, like, all that's not good.
Most plastic now is
BPA-free. And, it doesn't have any nutrients and stuff.
So, you mean the toilet water has nutrients?
Fam. I was like, bruh. Like, no. Like, you don't know, like, who's putting down what down the drain. If it's even getting filtered. Like, we don't know shit unless we're in those places.
Yeah. It could be happening. Filtered, but there might be, like, one or two things that slide through.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. This is where all these, like, illnesses and unexpected and never heard of diseases and children getting sick, being born with all these issues, all that kind of shit. Because, yo, we really don't know what we're eating and drinking.
Don't know.
Unless you grow it yourself, unless you purify your own water, you really don't know.
You don't know at all.
All the hormones and shit in food.
Yeah. You don't know if people are putting drugs and medicine down the drain. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no idea.
I think that's why they say you have to, like, send your drugs to the pharmacy. Because you can't put it down the drain.
Yeah.
Because it probably fucks up with the water.
Of course.
You can't, once the medications dissolve, it's very hard to filter that.
Let me tell you, any man-made thing is never guaranteed. That's never fact. Guaranteed. Mm-mm. So... Ontario's cannabis retail system will be expanded in the new year as more stores will be opened to increase competition and combat the black market. That's what Doug Ford said.
Okay.
The Tories had initially said there could be up to 1,000 cannabis stores in the province, but a supply shortage prompted the government to move to a lottery system for the initial 25 retail licenses. Well, no fucking duh.
Well, what do they expect?
Like,
I'm so confused. I don't. So,
you guys really miscalculated how many people smoke weed? And it's probably the people who smoke. The people who don't even smoke weed are the ones who are making the decision.
But the thing is like, first of all, I get how they can miscalculate it because not everyone who smokes weed is going to say it. Right?
That's true
so, they're
too.
Only calculating, like, people who's on medical marijuana or, like, I don't know. But. You're really telling me you guys know how many dealers there have been. You know how many people got in trouble for having weed on them. So you're telling me right now you don't expect a higher number?
Mm-hmm.
You like, you know? Wow. So what, they have to add more stores? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
They have to keep their product up, no?
Yeah. So they didn't say how many are going to be opened yet. Liberal leader John Fraser said... The current system is not working right now, so they have to make a change.
So what is it about that's not working? Because nobody wants to buy in line, yo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, all I'm asking for, the Ontario cannabis, whatever it is, I just want you guys, like, you see how you have fucking cigarettes and cigars at gas stations? Yo, just plop a pack of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Not like... Like, okay, there could be specialty stores where you can get your own buds, mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at least, you know, the ones that come in the cigarette pack looking ones, the pre-rolled? At least sell a couple of those at the gas station.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yo, you know what? I know The weed shops, yo. Do you know how many niggas, how many people would rob pot stores? It's happened, of course, before.
Yeah, that's the only downside, but what can you do?
Yo, it's really, like, I feel like it'll help with the crime, but at the same time, I feel like there's still those people who don't have enough money for weed, and they're going to rob the store because they know that's where all the weed is at. Like the liquor store.
Yo, they're going to start putting caps on the liquor. Yo, I go to LCBO, all the Ciroc, all the Moet, and all the Hennessy have locks in it.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you right there?
Yeah.
What kind of group of young people does that tell you right there? They're trying to... Do you see what they're doing? Yeah. Like, Akuya, take that in.
That's true.
It's rude, eh? It's rude what they're doing.
No, you're right. You're right.
So that is like, so true. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know, honestly. You know what? This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
The government should just let it be legal, but let people just do what they want with it. Like, let people sell it between each other. Like, just let it be chill. Like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Like, let people go to their friend's house down the street and give them a dime. Like, who cares, right?
Yeah.
But they're trying to put so many rules and regulations on it where it's, like, making people want to do things, like, steal from them, right? And, like, I don't know.
It's just too much. Oh, my Lord.
But anyways, that was the last of Back Home Smoking Legal. What else is in the news, family?
Yeah, there's lots in the news. But I would like to big up Tory Lanez. You are doing Toronto proud.
For one.
With your album. Okay. You are doing amazing, okay? Like, you know, in the beginning, I won't even lie to you, I wasn't that much of a fan of Tory. And it wasn't, like, because he sucks or anything like that. I was one of those people that had to get over the fact that, yo, he's just gonna remix the older song, so
yeah, but
you just have to accept it.
Yeah, that is him. So it's one of those, like you're saying, you just have to accept it.
Yeah,
that's Tory Lanez. So honestly, like when I listened to the tracks, it was good, but it was like the parts that I liked the best were the old songs that he was remixing. So like there was a song, the one with Ashanti, right?
Yeah,
I didn't give a fuck about his part. I was just waiting for like the Ashanti beat in the background, like. You know, and same with like the Chris Brown, Take You Down.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I hear him rapping, whatever. And then when I heard, da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like, that's what's getting
it
me hyped
about
the album.
It brings you back to like that part when life was so
nothing
carefree.
It's bad or anything, but
no.
You know.
But you know what? I seen it in a different light when, okay, this is when I was at Home Depot and I was working in the paint department with Sumi. Shout out to Sumi. She's so amazing. So I was like, yeah, she was playing Tory and I'm like, yo, I don't really like it. Like, why is he remixing the old songs? Like, why is he doing that? And then she was like, you know what? To be honest, I think that it's really creative that he does that because it shows like he could take something and just make it into his own. Once she said that, I'm like, yo, you're right.
Yeah.
So then, and it was because it was Say It, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, why did he remix that song? Why?
But I like that song a lot. That's one of my favorite songs by him.
I know. But I was mad because every time somebody would play it, I'm trying to sing the other version.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm getting so mad. I'm like, no. No. But then after, I was just like, you know what? And then after, people are like, yo, it's a thing to do. Like he said, in the Caribbean, it's a thing to do to be like, there's like 5-6 artists on one beat, but they make their song their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, I could see that. Yeah. Then yeah, I'm like, okay.
Because when you listen to even Soca songs, there's like how many versions of the
same
music?
Yeah, yeah. So same I'm like, track. You know what? I'm like, give it a chance. And then afterwards, I'm like, yo, honestly, he's doing good.
Yeah.
He's doing good. And like, with this album, I feel like it's doing so well because it's an album from an era that all of us were fucking with the music. Okay. Like, big time. Like,
yo, hold on.
What is wrong with this dog? He's so hyper.
Let me give him a little one, two. Hold on.
Bing. What is your issue?
I feel like I'm not high no more. I don't know why.
I'm fucking
high. Are you really?
Yo, do a bong hit, fam.
I want my ice cream. What should I do?
Yo, honestly.
That part has to stay in the podcast.
Yo, oh, Lara.
Oh, my God. What do I do?
I don't know. I'm, like, fighting with because people. I know it will taste really good because you're high right now.
But the plus side is, at least I'm going to work out still, yeah, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. What should I do?
Just do it.
You should know.
Listen, you're gonna be thinking about that ice cream the whole entire time.
Okay, let me sit down for a little.
Sit down for a little?
Let me see.
But yo.
Okay. No, I'll try not. I'll just smoke. As long as I can.
Are you
smoke
sure?
Yeah.
I think this is an indica, eh?
Oh, I'm feeling it. Because my mind is more clear, my body's like slowing down.
Yeah.
Alright, guys.
So let's get back to Tori. Yes. So, Tori has been amazing. Everybody's bigging him up. Shout outs to you. You know, he talked about Tyga helping him restoring his hairline.
You know, really look back at my old pictures. My only issue was my corners was gone. They was the back hair, kid. Like, it was hello. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was one of those things where it's like I fixed my corners and then I just let the rest of my hair grow in. You know what I'm saying? Some parts grow a little faster than others, and so it be a little unequal when I don't lay it down.
And the fact that y'all all be going to the same person, is it like a promo code or something? Like,
nah, the thing about it is like, yo, like, when I had met Tyga, and I was like, yo, I will give you unlimited features for the rest of your life. Like, he has an unlimited feature pass for me. For giving up the secret.
That secret.
For giving up the secret. I was like, man, this is when he wasn't giving everything, because, you know, he done put it out now.
Nah, for sure.
But before, I was like, yo, I need to find this person, bro. But I gotta come back. I'm too young to be, you know.
Like, what is this man talking about?
Yo,
isn't that serious?
Yo, it is. I guess it's a male thing when they go bald.
Okay.
It is a thing. Like, I was listening to the Comedy Trap House podcast. And, like, one of the members went bald. Because I remember when I used to watch his videos, Dormtainment, he used to have hair. But now the man is completely motherfucking bald. And, like, every time, like, it's always something about his hair. But, like, the episode I was listening to today, he was just like, yo, honestly, as much as, you know, he's good with the bald and everything, he's like, yo, sometimes I just want the hair because I could switch it up and do things, you know? Like, but for now, he's like, oh, like, he wouldn't get, like, hair plugs or anything like that, because now it's just like, what's the point? Mm. So, yeah, I'm just like, yo, I didn't know it was like that, like
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know either.
Because I always see the commercials, you know, hair
but you
club
know what?
And all
like,
that.
Some guys are okay bald, though. Like, it suits them.
Yeah, it suits them,
you
I
know?
Feel
and I feel
like
he's the person, like, where it's like, yeah. But we're so used to him being having not much hair
yeah.
that it's like, it suits him. I feel like it suits him. Like, him having hair, like, it's just, I don't know.
I don't mind the bald.
I don't. As long as, like, you keep it clean. Even if you have, like, a beard, but it's, like, clean. You know what I mean?
As long as your head shape is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause some people's head back so mm-hmm. large. But yeah, so yes, Tori, congrats to you, Chicks Tape. I haven't listened to it, but I heard great things. I only heard the thing song.
Which one?
The what is it? It's Jerry Springer.
Oh.
That's the only one I heard. I haven't heard nothing else, but you know. And also Tori apparently swung on Prince from Love & Hip Hop Miami at a club. I don't know what happened, but bruh, that box was just like,
damn.
Like, bruh, Tori, just keep
a low
profile. You know, you haven't got into trouble recently.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep it like that, and then you'll be good. You'll be there.
I like it so far. But it's not one of those where it's going to be like, you're going to remember. Like, you know what I was thinking about the other day? 2016 Drake,
mm-hmm.
One Dance. What was the other song? Controller and Work. When those songs came on at a party, everyone just knew what it was. And the thing is, like, even to this day when I hear the song, I'm like, okay. You know, like, you're really in it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like this album that Tori has is, like, one of those. Like, in a couple of years, it'll be like, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. But I just feel like it's...
I feel like a lot of music nowadays are disposable.
Yeah.
It's bad as that sounds, and even though it's really good and we're streaming and this and that, and it's not just because we don't care about it. It's like, even in general, like, the world is moving so fast. We can't stay on one thing for too long.
Yeah, we can't. You're right.
So it's like, you always got to produce something new or something really brilliant.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think that era, we had more brain capacity for other things, so it was just more important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You're right.
So, remember the chair girl?
Yes, I actually heard some news about her. Let us know.
Yeah, so she pled guilty to mischief.
Idiot.
Endangering life. Crown is seeking up to 6 months in jail. So I don't know the update, but yo, doesn't she look like she got way more surgery than before? Yo, I don't know how this girl got famous. So anyways, basically this girl, she threw a chair and some other items over the highway. Like, she was in, like, what, a condo, a high rise?
Yeah, like right over the
highway. Right over the fucking highway. And it's like, yo, since then, guys have been on her. Like, what is up with guys and Brazilian girls?
I thought she was Croatian.
Like, yeah. Girls,
no?
No, look. Mm-mm, looks like she's having a grand old time, yo. But anyways, we'll see. I don't think she's going to go to jail, though. I think they're going to let her go and make her do some stupid shit.
I'm surprised they didn't send her back to Brazil to make her get punished there. Or they didn't do that here, right? No, I don't think so.
I don't know. So, the Wexit movement applies for federal party status. Aims to separate Alberta and Saskatchewan from Canada.
Hold on.
The way Chantel's face was just like...
Alberta and Saskatchewan are side by side, right?
Yeah.
So you
But they're in
like,
the fucking... Like, yeah, not so, in the middle,
so
but...
You're gonna push it down a little?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, how are you gonna take the middle of Canada and say it's not Canada?
Fam.
Same with the Quebec people. So why doesn't the three of them go make their own country then?
That's what I'm saying.
And let's just switch provinces over.
Fam.
We can be like, what, the new... We'll have to be the new Alberta or something.
Yo, clowns.
Well, no. Why?
Like, what is up with you guys? Are you guys really that... The only...
People are bored. Y'all are
the
bored.
The thing is, the only province that should be asking to be by themselves is Ontario. Because we're just on a whole nother different, like, type of vibe.
You know, everywhere else is like, weird.
Yeah, everywhere else it's is weird. So Canadian.
I would say maybe Quebec might be
Quebec, similar. Yeah, similar. Of course, because they all speak French. But, like, Alberta and Saskatchewan?
Yeah. What about Vancouver?
Vancouver is in BC, so that's there at the end. Mm. Yo, Chantel couldn't contain it, yo.
I told you, but I'm like, it's going to pop, but no, I'd rather have popcorn.
I know. No, how about better this?
Mm. But anyways.
Well, But yeah, so it's just like, bruh. Another Toronto news. So we have a show, which is, I guess, equivalent to The View, called The Social.
Oh, yes.
Now, remember we were talking about Don Cherry being fired because of his poppy comment, you people, So there is a person on The View. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I will find out for you very soon.
What does she look
like? She's white. She has glasses, brown hair, you know, and, like, she had something to say about it, and she's getting flack for it.
Struck a nerve because I'm told he's a Canadian icon, and he's a symbol of the great sport of hockey, which is the sport that unites us across this country. And that narrative is the one that strikes a nerve with me, because I don't worship at the altar of hockey. I never have, and maybe it's because of where I grew up, but there's a... And going to a couple different universities, there's a certain type of person in my mind, in my experience, who does. And they all tended to be white boys who weren't, let's say, very nice They were not generally thoughtful. They were often bullies. Their parents were able to afford to put them, you know, spend $5,000 a year on minor hockey instead of $5,000, a lot of money. You can do other things besides spending your time in an arena. You can go on a trip and learn about the world, see other things, eh? You know, like the world is a big place. Maybe get inside out of that bubble. And for me, Don Cherry is the walking and talking representative of that type. And he's the type of purple, like, and I know he's done some good things, but at the same time, when someone good is also able to make fun of people who believe in climate science, who's also able to be like, whether he's charming or not, but he's still a bigot and a misogynist, when you're, you know, to have those two things, like, I dismiss those people. And
Okay.
So that's what the girl on social said.
Yes, mm-hmm. Jess Allen is her name.
Okay.
So it's like, she was getting a lot of flack because it's like, okay, you're white and you're stereotyping your own, pretty much. Because she's basically saying Don Cherry, like, reminds her, or like, she would assume that he's like a person who their parents spent like $5,000 to put them in hockey, and they think they're cool. Basically, like, you know,
a
like,
privileged person.
Yeah, privileged. You know? I don't know. Like,
is that what she's saying?
Like, yeah, that's what she's saying. Like, Don Cherry is like a bigot and stuff. So people are kind of like, okay, so are you saying? So
she's saying, like, I think she's saying, like, you guys shouldn't be surprised at his actions because you already know what it is.
Yeah. But some people are saying, oh, like, oh, so my daughter, I spent $5,000 on my daughter to be in hockey. Is she a bigot? Like, people are trying to, like, you know.
Bro.
Yeah. So she.
But that's not what she's trying to say, though.
Yeah, that's not what she's trying to say, but.
Like, I know, but that's, I feel like that's not what she's just trying to say, like. She should have just said he's a privileged man who doesn't understand the issues of somebody who isn't.
She was too specific with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You can't be specific, bruh. You just can't. The whole panel said nothing. Listen, it's like The View. So there's four women. One of them was talking. They were all fucking silent. Nobody nodded their head.
Nothing.
Just... That's all I gotta say.
Did they clap at the end?
Yeah, at the end. But it wasn't at her statement, really. It was just too much. Because she was getting so much flack, she apologized, all right? So she goes, we were discussing why we think Don Cherry being fired has struck such a nerve across this country. I suggested it's because for plenty Canadians, he is an icon who is synonymous with hockey. I shared that I had unpleasant experiences in high school and university with hockey players in order to address a larger concern. Don Cherry reminded me of these boys I knew, and I wondered if his influence might have even contributed to the behavior I experienced. I've received many photos of children from rightfully proud hockey parents asking me, does this mean my daughter and my son are bullies because they play hockey? My answer once again is no. I do not believe that all hockey players are unkind, affluent bullies. I do have regrets. I regret saying that my experiences were personal instead of underlining that they were specific episodes from determined moments with particular individuals. As a result, I offended many people, not just our viewers, but parents, children, coaches, volunteers, and hockey families everywhere. To you, I apologize. But I still can't apologize to the very specific hockey players I was referring to on Tuesday. I wish I'd used my voice and privilege and my privilege more back then.
Wow. So she explained herself. Like, yeah. I feel like it wasn't really an apology. It was just like, this is what I meant. Because people just don't see it.
People like, took it all the way.
When someone says something, some people look into it too deep.
Yeah.
And then some people don't understand it enough. So it's like, there's never going to be a middle ground.
But I feel like everybody doesn't have to understand because all our experiences are different. Mm-hmm. So trust me, trust and believe, there are people who are watching it that are probably like, straight. Because they've been bullied by people like that. I don't know.
It's just whatever the majority is and what's the norm. So, like, if people were to say, yeah, it's true that, you know, white guys do that, da, 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 like, it's not something that you typically hear, you know? So people are, like, going, they want to keep things the norm of society. Wow.
But she didn't have to explain, because I understood completely what she meant. Like, I get that she meant she didn't mean everyone. Yeah. But she was, like, putting him in a category. That's all she was doing.
Yeah. Wow. That is all for your Toronto news.
Woohoo!
I'm supposed to woohoo.
Oh my god, what happened? Okay, guys, so fun fact about Toronto. Drake has spent 476 weeks on the top 10 this decade. Mm. And there are only 520 weeks in a decade.
Good, stay up there. Only yeah. one person, but couple people are doing it.
But you know what's funny though? I heard that the top 10 songs for this year or last year or something didn't even include Drake, like in the top 100
wow.
or something. But I'm like, it's Billboard, so they're like Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
Taylor Swift.
So many,
I'm like,
yeah.
yo, like, it's
Girl.
Like, yo, this is hurting me right here.
It is?
Uh-huh.
It's a sativa thing.
Right.
And you took like 9, 10.
Whew, child.
And you said
Listen,
you weren't
guys,
high at a point.
I had to go on an abstinence adventure from the marijuana. Like, I think it's been like about a week or two
mm-hmm.
that I haven't smoked. Like, I used some of the baked weed I had, but or the vaped weed I should say. But other than that, I never had like kush. So it's like I took my tolerance break. But yeah, so but I definitely feel like I need to start investing in the trip, the 5A, whatever that's called. 5A grade.
Oh, yes. Because
usually I get 3, 3.5. But, like, yo, I need that fucking 4 and 5. That shit, though, will make you sink in the couch and put you in the freaking, what do they call it? The dark hole. What is the thing?
The black hole.
Black hole.
Here's the thing with me. I like to mix it up. So, my next batch that I do order, or when I do order it, I'm gonna get a lower grade. Okay, so this is how I did it. I'm gonna get a B minus grade, and then I'm gonna get Keef, and then I'm gonna get the A grade.
Okay.
I mix it.
Okay.
And see how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I want to do next.
Mm.
That's my next goal.
That'll work.
I'm tired of the sativa. This time I'm getting all in the cuffs, fam.
Oh my god.
Maybe there's the keef, there's some sativa in there, but yes. Anyways, back to, oh gosh, when you're high, like, you just
Yo, I don't
go
even
off
to
topic.
Say right now. I just need to, like, I'm just keep thinking about the workout.
And we're working out, eh?
I know. No, I keep thinking about, like, okay, I want to do it while I'm high.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh. No, don't worry. We're going to do it.
Jesus Christ.
Definitely. I want to go on the treadmill so bad. I haven't been on the treadmill for so long. But, yes.
Yeah.
Any other news? Do you have any news?
Yo, I have no fucking news.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
Let me see. Because, yo, I always have news, but because I don't have time to, like, go through it.
Hold on. Let me see.
So, okay. I wanted to talk about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
What's happening now?
Yo, okay. The thing is, I don't watch football. I don't really pay attention. But you already know how, you know, Colin Kaepernick has been so, like, quote-unquote blackballed from, like, the NFL or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was kneeling in protest of police brutality and unfairness in the NFL for blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess now he's doing a
Who?
I don't know if it's a Colin Kaepernick.
Mm.
I don't know if it's like a training.
You're telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years.
Mm.
We all know why. I came out here and showed you today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate the work you do for the waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
Yeah, so I guess that, I was
confused.
So basically he wants his job back, you know? And so basically he's doing a workout, right? Okay. So the workout, like, they've invited teams to come and watch to see if they want to recruit him back. So basically it's like, okay, you've protested against the NFL. You've made this movement of kneeling during the national anthem. You've caused a ruckus. You disturbed the peace. We heard your message, right? And then it's like, oh, the same people who you were complaining about and kneeling, you want to go back into that organization?
Yeah.
I think that's people's kind of thing. Because people were kind of like, okay, Colin Kaepernick has been real quiet. What's going on?
Yeah.
We haven't heard him or seen him doing anything. Yeah. He has been doing stuff. But it's like, I guess, I don't know. It just hasn't been focused on. So I guess he's been preparing for this day,
yeah,
right?
He must have been.
Yeah. So, you know, what happened was that they were going to have, like, cameras there, right? Mm-hmm. For footage, right? He was like, I don't trust them. So he wants his own camera crew to film him, right?
Bruh.
So he thinks, like, they might edit it or whatever, so you don't know whether it's raw. So it's better, basically, three eyes are better than two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so all the media are gonna come and see his workout. He has nothing to hide and he's ready to play. So what now is even getting people more upset is that they had a particular location where they were gonna do this workout.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, like a couple days before, he's like, I wanna change the location.
What?
So, you know, everybody's like trying to prepare for this day and you know, support you, not support you, whatever the case may be. This may be the biggest moment of your life to prove whatever point you were trying to prove, and they're giving you this chance after 3 years and you want to come and change location like it's nothing. So people are basically trying to say, be grateful. Like, you're given a second chance. Do your fucking best.
Yeah.
And wing it. But now for you to go and switch locations so short notice is like, now you're giving them a reason not to do it. And mind you, 25 teams, media,
yeah, that's a lot.
Like, it's a lot of time. So, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. I don't know nothing about sports. I don't know what goes on, like the politics behind it. But I don't know. Hopefully he does what's best and what he knows is right. And like, you know, that's why I don't follow that shit. Don't you think it's weird that like there's politics in every kind of topic, like sports, everything?
As long as there's another person other than yourself, there's gonna be politics because everybody sees things differently.
Yep.
So what are you gonna do? But you know, I hope whatever he's fighting for is gonna work out. But the thing is this, if you're gonna go back into this organization, then keep the same energy.
Yep.
But don't cause a ruckus, eh? Like, keep the same energy. But you still gotta follow the rules under the NFL.
But I feel like he won't.
And all eyes are gonna be on him too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he better prove himself. He better prove himself. That's that. I don't know much about football either, but that's all I've been hearing.
Well, good luck to all you football heads. So,
I know. Canada's not even that big on football. So, it's like, when you see them hype it up, it's like, there's some people who watch it, but not like that.
Even Super Bowl, like, I feel like it's just more of people getting together.
Yeah.
More than the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you, the last Super Bowl I watched, no, I watched a couple. Yo, this is the most memorable one.
Maybe I'll watch it. Is it, when does it start next? Like,
I don't even know.
Is it in January, February? I think it's February. I don't even know.
So, yo, I remember I was living in Rexdale at this time. I was young. My aunt and uncle were over. Everybody's in the living room, and the TV was set to the Super Bowl. This is the one where Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake were performing. Let me tell you, my parents were not even paying attention because they're all talking. But me and my uncle were watching the TV.
How old were we?
I don't know. I was hella young. I'm not sure what year that was. As soon as it happened, I'll never forget my reaction.
So, because it wasn't censored. It was live.
It was live. I was like, bruh. I felt like that moment was pivotal. And to see it, whenever I scroll past it, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I have a memory attached. I'll never forget it. Because to me, it was just like, what the fuck?
I never understood what happened. Like, people were saying he pulled the wrong side, but why would that side even be loose then?
Yo, I don't know, because, okay, it was like a black leather thing, but then there was also like a red material around it. Mm. So I think when he pulled it, I feel like the red thing was supposed to show. Like, I don't know if it was like another red lacy thing underneath. Some people say the wrong side, maybe, I'm not sure, but like, if you pull back the black leather, there was, like, a red material underneath.
Oh.
But he pulled the whole thing, so then it was just, like, her boob with, like, a nipple, like, I think it was a star or something, like, a nipple thing.
Oh, so you didn't see her nipple.
No, you didn't see her nipple, It was just, like, bruh. Like, that moment, I was like, holy fuck.
Damn.
I'll never forget Justin Timberlake's face. He was like, whoa, like, he couldn't believe that he did that.
The song right away?
Yeah. Well, it was done. It was that song. Don't be so quick to walk away.
Yeah.
And then it was the end. But I have you naked by the end of this song. And boom, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, as soon as he did that, the lights dimmed. But you could still see it. Yo.
I need to go watch it. Okay, I want to watch it after.
I swear to God. I never really go on YouTube anymore. I find it so boring now. Mm. I can't find anything, like, interesting on it. Yo, I'm hearing everybody talk about this Disney Plus and this and that. I'm like, yo, in the States, that means you don't have cable at all. Like, they just buy the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And stream everything.
Yep. And they're lucky as fuck.
Like, even with Netflix, for me, I just never was on it. Like, like, it's the fucking norm. It's the new fucking, like, TV.
It's like when you talk about it, it's like, oh, where do you watch your show? Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah, all the time. It's like, oh, it's on Netflix. I'm just like, bruh. Oh. I don't have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo. Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm so high. I cannot focus right now.
Me too. You see? Like, it just looks shocky. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to see.
And you have to really, like, look at Justin. Yo.
He's, like, confused.
Yeah, like, his head is down, but it's, like, even Janet looked confused. Look, you see, like, I don't think that was a move. I think it was, like, what the fuck? I don't know. To me, I was like, why did her titty pop out like that?
Bruh.
Anyway,
oh my God.
I just felt like it was real.
It could, like, honestly, it could be. Like, definitely. Let's talk about some shows. So, what's been going on with shows?
Oh my God.
We already, obviously, now we're moving on from Power.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually tried to watch that show's Ambitions.
Yes.
So, I don't know too much about it. There's a couple of good actors in there. I don't know their names, to be honest with you. I'm so bad with it. But so far, the first episode, I'm halfway through, and it's good. Like, you could tell, it kind of reminds me of Suits, but, like, an all-black suit. Like, it's really weird. Like, it's political, but it's, like, Empire, similar to that. But once I get into it more, I'll know. Like, I'll kind of get a feel of it. So, I watched half an episode yesterday. It's still season one, but I like that there's like 13 episodes. Like, there's a lot. And they're all like an hour long.
Okay.
So maybe I'll watch it this weekend. We'll see. Mm,
okay. I don't know. It's so hard to get into another show.
Oh, God. I know. Trust me. Like, I have to sit down and just like focus on it, watch a couple of episodes, and then catch up. But yeah.
Let's
start.
Let's talk about Housewives. Like, okay, so this week, Nene is finally making her grand entrance, you know. What did you think about Marlo telling Nene, you know, behave and, you know, just be cordial? Like, I felt like for the first time, Marlo was kind of speaking up.
Okay.
I feel like Marlo actually took a liking to these girls. So, I think Nene was kind of like, oh, why are you checking me? Like, why are you, like, coming for me and telling me, you know, to calm down, be careful? I don't think they meant it like that. Like, why? You know?
I think, like, okay. I think, honestly, Marlo probably seen that since Nene has kind of been on the back burner. Mm-hmm. There's been a little bit of peace in the group. Like, it's not as drama filled. So I feel like Nene coming back into it now. You already know Nene. She's so defensive about everything. Right? So it's like Marlo's looking at it like, okay, you know what? Just go in there, be like, just chillax. And I don't blame her. Like, especially if, you know, you're coming back into the group and everyone's seeing you come back in. Like, just be cordial, you know? But I don't know. I feel like Nene's kind of looking at it like, okay, well, why do I owe them anything? But it's like you're coming back into the circle. So if you left, now you want to come back. I feel like, in a sense, you at least owe them respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. We'll see. Because I know, I guarantee right now, right off the bat, now that Nene's back from this episode, next episode, she's going to have beef with somebody already. Yeah. Guaranteed. There's going to be a pop-off.
Here's a little clip.
What are you gonna say?
I don't have an issue. What are you talking about?
When you get on that float today, they're gonna already think, oh, she's gonna come over here.
Why would
she's
they gonna
think be giving
that?
Us emoji faces.
I'm here for work, right?
But I want you to be nice, forgive, and forget, and move on. Okay?
Forgive. Cynthia has done 7 interviews. Cynthia wants people to think that she's this really nice, sweet angel. And then next time you turn around, you take a gun out, shoot a bitch when she ain't looking.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like Cynthia represents a Pisces so much. And, like, as much as, like, some people are like, oh, Cynthia's soft, this and that. I'm like, yo, I see myself in her. Like, I understand why she makes certain moves, why sometimes she keeps quiet, why she talks, why she's, like, on the fence with stuff and she doesn't really... I'm like, yo, I get it 110%.
She's just trying to be mutual.
Yeah.
But I feel like people who are, like, similar to us, like Pisces, they want... I notice people want you to take a side always.
Always.
But it's like, no, we just go with the flow. Whoever makes more sense to us and how we feel and what we think. And we respect the person that we don't agree with. Like, there's no... You know?
It's crazy.
But I feel like... From Nene's perspective, she's looking at it like, oh, she's two-faced. But she's just trying to keep it, like, on a plain level.
Yeah, it's true. And honestly, I don't know about that friendship, but I feel like they can be cordial. Like, it's like, yo, every time Cynthia tries to be happy, there's always something. Bruh, every time. But, yeah, so, also, with Portia, I have a question.
Okay.
So, Portia mentioned that Dennis took back the ring.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Like, do you think it was right for him? Like, I know this is a big thing a lot. Like, we always ask, oh, did he take back the ring? Did you get back the ring? I don't know why that's so important. But, like... When I saw that scene, I was like, he took back the ring? Like, I feel like people just have that, like, thing. Like, but what is it? It's like,
if,
if you're not together no more, he cheated while you were pregnant with your first kid. is like, do you think you have the right to be like, oh, well, I'm taking back the ring because...
Okay. Here's how I look at it, kind of. They're rich, mm-hmm. right? So for them, they're looking at it like, oh, he took back the ring. He has money. Why does he need your ring back? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if a person of a lower class or like an average person bought a big ass ring for somebody mm-hmm. and like they broke up, I would feel like, okay, they're asking for it back because they don't have that extra money yeah. to be just dashing away. Mm-hmm. But in his situation, he should not be asking for the ring back.
Right.
Because one, he cheated. Right? But I feel like I think that like sometimes women keep the ring because they have hope, but I feel like if she genuinely wants to move on, mm-hmm. He shouldn't have asked for the ring. She should have thrown it out or said take it back. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if it's a breakup, the girl should say, okay, take back your ring. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the guy shouldn't be asking like, oh, give my ring back.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got it for me. Mm-hmm. Why are you asking for it back? Yeah. But if I'm giving it up, I'm saying, like, what you got for me doesn't represent us anymore, so mm-hmm. I'm just going to give it back. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like taking is so much different than giving it back.
Right.
So, I don't know. For him to take it back, it was like, I think he was just being petty. And I think, like, he just wanted to make it a big deal that he took it back. Like, oh, give me back my ring then. Like, I think he was just petty with it.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, but mm-hmm. Well, now we know, because the show's obviously pre-recorded, yeah. that they're back together, so mm-hmm. it's just weird. Like, yeah, you're right. I
good luck
totally
to them.
Agree with you, you know? It's tough.
But yeah, as for Housewives, I think that was pretty much, like, there wasn't anything else that was, like, big in this episode.
No, really.
I will say that I don't like, what's his name, Kenya's husband?
Yeah, Mark, I think.
I don't like him. He's very, like, standoffish and rude in a way.
Yeah.
Like, he makes, like, I know Kenya's, like, a tough woman and she says what's on her mind, mm-hmm. but he makes her seem, like, a submissive to her. Like, you don't matter. It's the daughter, like, you don't know what you're doing. Because he's had kids before.
Right.
So he's making it, you know? But
I have to see more of him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But, yes. Shall we move on to Married to Medicine?
Yes.
Did you see what Jackie motherfucking said?
When, okay, because last week I seen the preview for that, okay?
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, okay, what? That can't be right. It must have, you know when sometimes you look at the preview mm-hmm. and then they put bits and pieces together, but then you watch it, it's not exactly how it happened?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be that kind of situation. Yo, when I went to fucking look at it, I'm like, what?
What the?
I've been looking for the video. I can't find it.
Like, it's crazy. So guys,
I like that they invited her on a couples trip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where, like, they don't... Oh. They could change the name from couples trip to something
they're
else.
They're so annoying. Like, so what?
Just say a friend trip. Because they're all friends.
I love how Simone stuck up for her.
Yeah.
And was like, listen, last year she was single, newly divorced. She was on the couples trip. And she was fine. She didn't cause no mm-hmm. trouble. Mm-hmm. So
it's the couples.
It's only fair. And she was like, hey, I was in that same place. Mm-hmm. And I know how it is.
Yep.
Okay, here you go.
14 years ago, I got breast cancer. 6 months of chemo and 8 weeks of radiation to find out the thing that we grow up most of us wanting to do, you can't do. And Buffy, you can relate. You're infertile.
For real? You just told all these people that she did they just have a conversation and Jackie she gave you the okay to tell the whole damn room? Oh my god.
So I encourage every woman in here to take your pain, you know it ladies, and make it your purpose.
Okay. This is the thing, Akuya.
She did damn well not give her permission. And even if she did, you would never say, so-and-so, this person is infertile. She could have just said, oh, and I know... Like, she could have just said, I understand that there are some people that I... Like, she could have just said, like, there are people in my life who have been dealing with similar issues. Mm-hmm. And done. Like, she didn't have to say, like, infertile, Buffy this. It's like,
bro. She had no right mentioning Buffy's name. Because, first of all, she said, I think it was her that said, oh, I'm not sure. It was her or Toya. But they mm-hmm. said, like, oh, when people go through, like, miscarriage or they're infertile and stuff, they never want to show that side to them. They never want to tell people that. So, you don't know. Other than Buffy, there could be other people in that room who have gone through it. Mm-hmm. And you just chose to single out one fucking person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She could have just said, as a collective group, like, you know, I know as women we go through a lot of stuff. Like...
But as an OBGYN, like, you wouldn't know that, like, already? You can't just put someone on blast.
And the thing I didn't like was Buffy and her husband were too calm about it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's good, but it's like, bro, she took your heart and put it out there for you, and you didn't ask for it.
Let me tell you, on the couple trip, Buffy's gonna confront her. Mm-mm. Yup, that's what I'm looking for. Gonna confront her, because that was just too much.
And it's like, no one else... The thing is, no one said anything to Jackie afterward. But I feel like you're right. On the trip, it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. Because I remember I saw a clip, and then after Heavenly's like, oh, you shouldn't bring it up on the table. It should be between you two. Mm-hmm. And then after, Buffy's like, shut up, Heavenly. Shit. So, yo, that is crazy. I feel for her. Like, I would be upset.
Yeah. Like, it's not her story to tell.
Oh my God. Crazy.
Wow.
So,
oh, I have something to show too.
I started watching Keisha, My New Life. So, okay. It's basically with Keisha Cole, and it follows her and her man, Nico, as they prepare to have their child together.
Okay.
Right? Keisha already has a son, DJ. With Booby Daniel from Love and Hip Hop. He's so... Oh, my God. I don't even know why he's on that show. Like, just the way he comes in it. And I'm just like, why? Why are you here? But anyways, it's not about him. So, now, here's the thing. Keisha and her man are years apart.
Mm-hmm. I seen a clip of it
years
recently.
Apart. You know?
Ugh.
And the thing is, Booby was also younger than Keisha, too, when they got married. So, what's it called? So, first of all, they were on Nick Cannon's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they had to say pertaining to it. Well, Nick Cannon had an opinion.
In a relationship and to start a family... With someone like this, I mean, I've been in that situation before where I stepped into to royalty, to an elder, and she guided me, and she, yeah, you're an elder.
I am not a...
You are his elder.
I am not his...
Yes, you are. Embrace it. You are his elder.
No, what would you call? Maya is your elder.
She is. She was.
I am not.
And I embraced it. There was nothing wrong with being a younger man that was molded and shaped by someone who was older. Does he older?
She molded and shaped you.
Yes. She. I learned so much from Mariah. And I will be forever in debt to how she allowed me to become into manhood. I would say that's where I became a man when I got married, I had children.
That big-ass Mariah on your back, though?
Yeah.
He has a big-ass Mariah on the back of his shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, across his whole back.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
I think he removed it.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so what do you think about that? Like, do you think when...
Like, how much older is she to him?
Like, older, like, way.
Like, how old is he?
He didn't want to say, but I think he's, like, he's not even 25. And if he is 25, that's exactly what he is.
And how old is she now?
She's 38.
Mm-mm.
And let's see his age. Oh, 23.
So, Mariah and Nick were, like, 20 years apart. So, 23 and 38? Eh.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching 90 Day Fiancé the other day, and the girl's 23 and her man's 40, and I looked at it like, ooh. But yeah, like he's saying.
Mariah is 11 years older than Nick.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not that bad, no.
The other one's more, no?
Way more.
Bruh, I don't care what. Nick Cannon's kind of right. Like, she's older, so you're going to learn more from her.
Like, yeah, but she says she died an elder.
She's not an elder, but it is his elder. Like, he's elder to her.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Yo.
Like, he'll be like, oh, she's my elder. Like, my wife.
Isn't elder. That, I swear, on 90 Day Fiancé, the African guy kept calling that white woman his elder. And she said she didn't like it. That's not, I don't really watch it. I don't really watch it, but, like, yeah. I remember that scene. Like,
yeah, I think when you think elder, you think someone who's like a lot older than you. Yeah, but they are older than you. But you think people like an old person.
Yeah, people don't want to acknowledge that. I guess when they're,
you think with it's somebody like, young, like a 70-year-old or something. Ugh.
But yeah, so what? So I decided to watch the show. Right, mm-hmm. I only finished part one of it, and like, I don't know what to think. Like. I was just, obviously it's reality TV, like, it's not really gonna show. Yeah. But, okay, so I was watching it, I'm like, yo, I don't know, I can't really make a judgment, I'm not sure, but the dynamic, I could kind of see why she's charmed by him, right? Yeah. And I was just watching him, and I'm like, okay, he's young, but he seems very, like, mature for his age, but for me, he's not super mature for me, like if I was looking at him, like for me, I feel like he's not all the way mature, but he speaks a lot of good words, okay. And comforting, okay. And like positive words, right? So yo, whatever, I'm watching, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to, like, you know. So yo, it gets to the end part of the episode when it's a scene with his dad, right? So he had a scene with his mom, but then the end one was a scene with his dad. Fam. When I mean exact replica, I was like, this is why. So, yo, the way Nico, like, will, like, talk with his hands and, like, talk like this in good words, when he was talking to his dad, it was, like, exact replica. Like, wow. His dad was talking with his arm, you know, like, that whole swag. I was like, this guy's like his dad's twin. And then his dad goes, oh, you know, your mom is older than me. And then it's like, oh, that's why. His dad is younger than his mom. So I was like, okay, there's so a connection. So why is he saying ways then? Like, huh? No, people feel like it's too much of a gap. Like, you know, and it's true. People do have that look, like, oh, when they see, like, a couple that's, like, it's, like, no. Like, it's people think it's, like, weird.
Honestly, I don't think so. Like, I mean, I don't know, I feel like.
Like, do you think it's weird? Know. Like, some people have that vision of, oh, like, especially because he's, like, an upcoming rapper. It's, like, people are, like, oh, I'm talking, like, she's using Keyshia as a come-up and, like.
Like, Todd and Candy. How when the mom thought. Mm-hmm. Is Todd younger a little, right?
No. I think they're the same age.
But, yeah, no. See, that's the thing. I feel like, I don't know. He obviously appreciates her as an artist. Well, and does not let that pass by. But, like, maybe he does love her. Maybe there's something going on that we don't know about. Like, we don't know, right? So, hey.
And, like, Keyshia has gone for younger guys before. But I think people were expecting him to be, like, this kind of man that, like, we feel like Keyshia should be with.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you can't do that. Because people are not going to. Yeah, because people don't understand. It's, like, yo, because it's on our story. I posted it. Okay, like, okay, it just. Okay. I don't know. It's a picture that you can't really see.
Like, you can tell she looks so much older.
And he has a baby face on top of that. And, yo, Keisha's friend was like, yo, he looks 17. He told her straight up.
He does.
That he looks 17. He's cute though.
Oh my god, no. He's a baby.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. And he jokes around in a very calm way. Like, he's very subtle. Like, he's like one of those silent gangsters. Like, yo, I need to see his sign.
Wow. I bet he's a Scorpio.
Libra. You're close.
Close. Hey, see?
Close.
My mind, he's must be
ending. Is it 23, 24? Maybe he's 24.
What's his birthday?
October 17th.
See?
1995. I knew it was October. Ugh.
That's Jesus. My sister's age. 24. And she's born like, what, 1979?
But yeah, man. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, this is one last thing I wanted to bring up. So, the Facebook user broke down all the power characters zodiac sign. So, you know the zodiac signs of the
Yes! Day? Oh my god, yes!
Okay, so Angela. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Okay, let's guess.
Oh, no.
Just think, Angela. Just think.
They said she's a Leo?
Close. Like, it's similar to Leo.
No, Aries is ghost. That one I know for sure.
It's close to Aries.
Taurus?
Capricorn. Or not. Yeah, Capricorn. So, because she's career-driven and ambitious, which mm-hmm. is true, the Capricorn that I know, mm-hmm. Doesn't fall in love too often, but use sex to get her way. Mm-hmm. Loyal, stubborn, and they could end up in a situation because of their loyalty.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, the next one was Dre.
Oh, shit. No, he's a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a Leo.
So, incredible survivors. And just when you can count them out, they bounce back. Mm-hmm. They're fire signs, so they love to fight, burn. They don't stay down for long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their eagles will never let them down. And that's like Dre. His eagle mm-hmm. won't let him down. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one here, guys. Okay.
Keisha, I already know.
Everyone started with what there's. Angela is a Capricorn. Dre is a Leo. Keisha is dumb. Yo, you guys are fucking haters. Who made this?
Whoever TSR made stuff? This?
Christine. Christine C.
Suck my toe.
Or she found it. So, y'all couldn't just put Keisha as a Pisces? So she's dumb. Laugh my ass off. Nah, but Keisha's sign is a Pisces. Emo ass fall in love with whoever looks at them for 3 minutes ass. In over their heels, but still think she can work it out ass. Jealous of her friend, but not know or really think about the repercussions of that life ass. All bark and no bite ass. Let me start again, but keep it all I said above. Pisces are water signs, so they are always ready to cry. Cry because they're happy, cry because they're sad, cry because they're angry. They're just criers and very emotionally driven. Their loyalty and ebbs flows like a river or ocean tide depending on how they feel about you at the moment. But they're also nurturing and loving to be in love and surrounded by love. They can be very naive because of this. Their hearts are made of steel. They are never scared to give love another try. And again and again. Oh, but they hold a fucking grudge. And that green-eyed monster is a bitch. But yeah, she's a Pisces.
Fuck no, that's not
I agree.
Pisces.
What the fuck? A lot of
fucking
them.
Agree.
Like, I think that, like, we use our emotions and our hearts more than our head. Mm-hmm. And, like, we are willing. I feel like, for me, I feel like I'm willing to try again. And then, yeah, I can hold a grudge if I really, really, really want to. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know, for me, the loyalty part, like, honestly, it really and truly depends how I feel about you. Like, if we're not having a good relationship anymore, then my, like, the way I see you as a person, mm-hmm. like, changes. Mm-hmm. But the emo part, no. The fall in love with whoever looks your way for 2 seconds, no. I don't think so. I don't feel like we fall that hard, like, that.
Yeah.
You know? And jealous of her friend, like, I don't, like, I don't know.
Bruh.
That was disrespectful.
Hell no. Keisha, hell no.
But Proctor, obviously Gemini, because he's a lawyer, so you already know, like, his character's, like, you're kind of balancing both mm-hmm. sides. Mm-hmm. Oh, the one who's Virgo, I died. Yaz, basically, she's sweet and innocent until she grows up. And basically, like, Virgos are kind of to themselves. So mm-hmm. it's like you never see her, and then boom, she's just there one day.
She's going to be the sole survivor out of all this.
Yo.
I wonder if somebody's going to try and kill Thing's daughter, Dre's daughter. Because that's another liability for him, too. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
And then Aquarius, obviously, what's the name? Tariq? Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, I could see that.
Sagittarius, Tasha, yeah. Because they're very, like, strong-willed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Tommy, a Cancer, definitely.
Definitely, for
sure. He's, like, very emotional. Mm-hmm. But, like, he comes off as strong, mm-hmm. like, on the outside. And then Ghost, Aries, yup.
Look at
his face. He cheeses me. Mm-hmm. But in real life, he's nothing like this. He doesn't look or act like anything like this. Like, he's a different person.
Speaking of power, 50 Cent keeps, like, going after Naturi for no reason. Mm. Like, bruh, I guess because she had this picture where her ponytail was all the way up. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's like, yo.
I don't know why. And then she was like, oh, did we have beef or something? Like, she asked that.
Yeah, because he posted it one time, and then after he apologized, and then he went on Twitter and posted a next picture again. It's like, why are you doing that?
Wow.
And then she responded, because, yo, they banned his account
for a little while. Yeah, yeah.
So she was like, oh, you can't respond because they banned your account.
I didn't even know. I thought he just deactivated it, but now that makes sense.
That's dumb.
Jesus Christ.
Love and Hip Hop, mm-hmm. right? You know, I've been telling you about this Lil Fizz and April situation. Finally, Omarion has spoken. Okay? Everybody's been dying to know what this man thinks about it. Mm-hmm. And basically, he said, yo, I feel no ways. Here's a little clip.
Feel about it. I don't feel no ways. I don't feel any way about it. I think that you know, if they're happy, you know, then they should be happy. You know what I'm saying? I think that they, you know, I think they should change the narrative, though. Because what they're doing, well, first of all, let me just say, you know, she's still the mother of my children. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, or I should say that when something affects her, it affects my kids, and that affects me. That affects me, my kids. But what she does is, you know, live your life. You know what I mean? Live your life. I think people should do whatever makes them happy. I think they should change the narrative.
So, what do you think he means by change the narrative?
Like, even when he's talking, he just seems unsure. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like he's just saying stuff just to say stuff. So, it's like, I feel like he wants to put it in another direction. Mm. Like, just divert the situation.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have to, like, I don't know. I feel like he was very, like, basic on the topic. Like, he wasn't specific. Like, he was just generalizing the whole thing.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, what do you think?
I feel like because the birth of their first child, Mega, was, like, on Love and Hip Hop. Mm. And it was such a beautiful thing. Like, she had a water birth, right? Mm. So, you know, the whole, like, man, like, behind you, supporting your wife, mm-hmm. cradling her as she's having the baby, this and that. I think it was such a special, like, moment. And the whole world saw that. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, we all love B2K growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's, like, just seeing it, it's, like, wow. Bruh. Like, you guys were together and this and that. You had such a beautiful moment. And then you're going to go for his friend, blah, blah, blah. I feel like the people who are true Love and Hip Hop watchers will know
what
it is.
Yeah.
Because What's it called? Yeah, they were good on Love and Hip Hop, and then all of a sudden, what's it called? Omarion had that song Post to Be, right? Mm-hmm. So because of that, he was making money, always on road, right? So yo, April was just like, he just got up and he left. He mm-hmm. just went on road without telling her. And so it was like, yo, she was so stressed out. She was with the kids. Like, yo, there's a scene on Love and Hip Hop where they go to visit April's parents in Chicago, I believe. And Fizz came after his, I think, before his performance or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, basically, her mom was bawling tears. Really? Like, just saying, thank you, Fizz, so much. Because, like, she was like, I couldn't get to my daughter, but you mm-hmm. were there to take care of her. Apparently, she lost so much weight. And mind you, April's already, like, skinny.
Small, yeah.
And she lost so much weight. She was so depressed. Like, wow. She was going through a lot.
Wow.
And I think for me, that moment was like, yo, for her mom to cry and, like, thank him. I'm like, Fizz must have been there. Now, here's the thing with Fizz. He already has a reputation on Love & Hip Hop. Like, yo, he doesn't care. He just mm-hmm. sleeps with all these girls. Like, whatever. But it's like, for me, I feel like with April is different.
Yeah.
Because he knows that April is, like, Omarion's, like, baby mom's. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was there, like, he was there when she needed somebody, and he seen shit yeah. that Omarion didn't see. Yeah, and people yeah, are not, yeah. like, acknowledging not that fact. It's true. Like, yo.
Because he was always around, because Omarion was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, April was saying, like, even when they were in B2K, April didn't know the other members. Like, it wasn't like they were close. Mm. And then after, like, he stole her. No. Yeah. It was like, maybe they connected somewhere, you know, Hollywood, you go yeah. to all these parties, and like, yo, they just kicked it, and they were good. Like, I don't know, I'm rooting for them.
Hey, honestly, if they're gonna be happy and they're gonna be okay, why does it matter what anybody else in social media, the TV, thinks? Like, I feel like as they all have an understanding of the situation and what it is, and they all can be mutual, then I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so
I think that's it.
I don't know. That's it for the shows, fam.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That is it.
But anyways, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again for listening.
Yes.
And coming to the Pisces Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think about this whole Omarion situation. Like, we want to hear from you guys, especially from a male's perspective. I like when we have like these questions and conversations, and it's like a male point of view. Because I want to hear what, like, males have to say on the how they're looking at the situation.
It's honestly, I just feel like people just, yo, if he makes her happy, then it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, yeah. I just feel like, because people keep saying, Fizz, why don't you have a conversation mm-hmm. with Omarion? And then Fizz is like, listen, if he has an issue with it, he can come to me. But I feel like if it ever gets to that moment, it's not going to be good. Pretty. So yeah. I feel like they're doing themselves a favor. So but
they know.
Yeah. They did the Millennium Tour. It was good. Cool. J Boog is upset because now he wants to do it internationally. But because, you know, Raz B acting a fool in the whole situation, it's like, now J Boog is like, okay, you guys are playing with my money. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro, I don't know how the story is going to go, but... Mm. Anyways, guys, let me tell you, it's a weeknight. We've been rambling. We've been saying we're going to go to the gym, and look at the time.
Oh, my God. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in, listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, follow us on our Instagram page at the Pisces Lounge. Yeah, we have episodes every week. We're going to be doing something different in season two. So looking forward to that. But yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to all those who have been listening. Thank you so much.
And yes, we'll see you again next week.
Yes, peace out.
Bye.